Well, we're you know, back at it here today. You know, did a little bit on Miami over the weekend, and you know, of course they're very impressive in everything they've done. Another impressive win yesterday. They're really, you know, they've done a great job in everything. Done a great job of coaching, move the ball, run it, score a lot of points, play good defense, make big plays. You know, they've shown a lot of consistency, and you know, they played a great game against us. I mean, they're a great football team right now, and you know, we're going to have a lot of work to do, have our hands full getting ready for them, and you know, it'd be a big challenge to go down there this week and in Miami, and you know, playing a team that's as hot as they are right now. So they're doing a great job. They got a great team.
Bill, I guess a good place to start would be the Wildcat packages. What wrinkles have they added since you saw it in September?
They pretty much change something every week. They do something different off it each week. Either change the formation, add a player or two. They've run it out of different personnel groups. So they've done a great job of changing it up and making it hard to defend and getting the ball to players who can make plays, Cobbs, Williams, Brown, throwing a few passes off it. You know, they've done a great job.
When you prepare for it, do you focus on what you've seen them do, or do you try to anticipate what new wrinkle they'll throw at you this week?
Well, you got to defend what they've done. You know, you might take into account something you think they might do if you have some evidence of it, but I don't think you want to just be drawing up plays, you know. Just taking a stab in the dark at what, you know, what they could be dreaming up. That's, I don't think that's really a good utilization of time. But you got to stop what they've done, and there's plenty of that.
You know, on that package, is there how physical have you seen cornerbacks get with the quarterbacks when the quarterbacks split out wide? Because just from a layman's perspective, it seems like that might be one way to limit them from going to it by maybe roughing up the quarterback lined up as a receiver. Is that possible in theory, I guess?
Well, you're just playing with one less guy if you do that. You really can get that, the player who's in his vicinity, you could really get him involved in the play and kind of play 11 against 10. If you want to take that player out of there and, you know, go hit Pennington, you could do that. But I think most teams have tried to play with that extra player rather than give one up, and, you know, it's like letting him block the guy. You know, you're just giving up one for one on that. So you could do it, and a couple teams have gone up and pushed him around a little bit, but it's like I said, you're just giving up one for one on a guy that, you know, probably can't make a block out there. But if you go and take yourself out of the play, then essentially that's what your trade-off's been. So there hadn't been a lot of it, no.
Bill, we've seen teams throw to Flacco and Thigpen. Have the Dolphins looked for Pennington at all? Have there been any even attempted throws to him?
Well, they gave him a ball on a reverse flea flicker and hit Cobbs for a touchdown against Houston.
I meant more as a receiver.
Yeah, I don't think the idea is to get him the ball too many times as a receiver. I would say of all the things you got to defend, that would be at the bottom of the list.
From a fundamental standpoint, and just speaking in basics, Bill, I mean, how do you coach the defense against that package? Is there one coaching point that stands above the rest, whether it be patience, discipline? Because I guess with the motion they create, it can, I guess, be hard to, I mean, identify what they're doing. Does anything stand out from a coaching perspective on how you coach the team against that package?
Well, I would say it starts, well, like everything else in the running game with the Dolphins, with tackling. There's a lot of times when teams are in position to, you know, hold the play to a certain number of yards, and it ends up going for a lot more than that, or sometimes a lot more than that, because of the skill of the runners. So I would, without doing a breakdown on it, I would venture to say that probably half of their yardage formation and maybe in all their running formations probably comes after, you know, somebody's had a chance to tackle the runner. So that's, you know, that would be number one. Yeah, they just, you know, they give you some different looks, and any time you involve the quarterback in the running game, whether it's an option game or this type of offense, and, you know, we see it in college all the time with different styles of in the running game, it creates another gap. And defensively, you run out of people. So if you're playing, you know, the same number as they have, if you're playing 10 on 10 or 9 on 9 or 8 on 8 or, you know, whatever it is, then there's always a dead gap in there somewhere. And if they can create a blocking scheme to exploit it, or if the runner can kind of find it, then, you know, it's harder to defend. Whereas if the quarterback hands the ball off, then you eliminate the quarterback, you eliminate the guy with the ball, and however many blockers they have, if it's 9 or however many less than that, then you can always get one more than they have, and, you know, at least in a way outnumber them. Now, they can try to run away from that extra guy somehow, but from a number standpoint, you can match up with them. Whereas, you know, in these kind of offenses where everybody's a potential ball carrier, then you have to find a way to compensate for really being short a guy on defense.
Along those lines, what's the difficulty of facing the unbalanced line, and is that something you've seen a lot of out of them since they've played you?
They run it every game. Yeah, they do it. Sometimes they unbalance, sometimes they don't. It's just another way of changing things up, running the same plays, but making you defend them a little bit differently. Whether you want to make an adjustment in your front or make an adjustment in your coverage. I think it's like anything else. It's not that by itself isn't, you know, that devastating, but when it's combined with everything else, you know, it's another log on the fire, and, you know, one more thing that you have to work on, make adjustments to, deal with, and, you know, along with a lot of other things, and sometimes it runs together, or your execution just isn't as good because you aren't able to allocate the amount of time to it that they have over the course of the season, and they execute it better than you do.
Phil, when the Dolphins unveiled it against you, there was, at least the first couple of times, I guess, some element of surprise. Has that quickly gone away? I mean, they run it so often now that it seems like it's just part of their offense. They're not tricking anybody with it.
Well, it's definitely part of the offense. They run it every week. It's still hard to stop. I mean, you can look at any good offensive team in this league or in any league, and they'll run the same plays every week. That doesn't mean they get stopped. They continue to work because they have great players and great execution, and that's true of Miami. I mean, not every play is an 80-yard touchdown, but, you know, they consistently get production out of really just about everything they're doing, with that package being part of it. And they change it up from week to week, so I don't think it's going to be any surprise when Ronnie Brown lines up behind the center and takes the snap, but what the rest of the formation will be, what the blocking scheme will be, what they'll do out of it, that's not always the same every week. I mean, far from it.
As kind of a student of NFL history, I don't know if admire is the right word. Are you interested in a team that brings up an old, non-traditional formation like this and makes it work week after week?
Well, it's something that we've seen, you know, all the way back to Cordell Stewart days, and I mean, it's, you know, we've seen running quarterbacks or backs that can run the ball, take snaps back there. Every offense presents a lot of challenges, and certainly the Miami one does because of, again, the great players that they have and the execution and the play calling, you know, the way Dan sets it up and so forth. So it's, you know, it's all very challenging, and they've done a good job with it. I don't think the plays by themselves are you know, necessarily the answer to revolutionizing the game, but I think the execution and the integration of certain plays in with other things offensively that they do, you know, makes them a hard team to defend, and it's all part of it. And it's well coached, and it's good players doing it.
How unique is the idea that it's two running backs, you know, Cordell, college quarterback, and Randall L., college quarterback? This is two running backs running this play.
Well, it's two of their best players, so it's like it was Arkansas's two best players with McFadden and Felix Jones. David Lee had a lot of experience with it down there, and it's a good way when you have two backs to be able to, you know, get them both on the field, have them both be productive, and have the defense have to defend both of them. And they've certainly done a good job of that.
So how important will it be in practice this week getting some of your guys on the scout team to replicate what the Dolphins are doing in order to give your defense, you know, a lot of good looks in practice this week?
It's always important. Yeah, that's always important. And it'll be important this week. Yep. But, you know, whether it's whatever plays the other team's running, whether it be runs, passes, blitzes, stunts, whatever, zone coverages, man coverages, whatever it is, the better look at it you can get in practice and be able to see the plays run and correct them and have the players really understand how it's going to be on Sunday and what they need to do to, you know, to attack it or defeat it or defend it, then the better prepared they'll be on Sunday to do that. So that's always important.
How do you feel you've defended those style of plays since you faced Miami? I think you've seen them a few times, San Francisco, the Jets.
Well, and anything we've done on defense, there's always room for improvement. There's, you know, even on good plays and bad plays, there are always other elements of the play that are, you know, could be better, or maybe were breakdowns that they didn't exploit. So you're always working to improve it. And the thing about Miami is that the players that they do it with are different than the players that anybody else has done it with. And so defending Miami is different than defending San Francisco and St. Louis and other teams that have done it.
So it sounded like you had a lot of respect for what Randy Moss produced in the last game, and I was just curious why that was the case. I mean, when you went back and had watched that, and I know you're moving ahead, but thinking from the bigger picture, maybe what your thoughts were on that.
Well, I had a lot of respect for the way he played the game, and, you know, when he had opportunities and, you know, certain things he had to do on certain coverages, he got himself open, and there are other times when he really worked hard to get open against double coverage or coverage that was tilted his way, and that opened some things up for some other people, and it probably continued to cause the defense to pay a lot of attention to him. And when they lightened up on him, then he was, you know, he put himself in position to make big plays, so I really respect the way he played the game.
A final question for Coach Belichick.
Phil, how impressed have you been with Miami's ability to pull these games out late, part of their winning streak, certainly yesterday being a good example?
They've done a great job. They're playing real good defense, rushing the passer and not giving up big plays, playing real good offense, running the ball, controlling the clock, scoring in the red area, scoring around the goal line, not giving the ball up. I think they got the fewest turnovers in the league or giveaways in the league. So they're doing a great job.
All right, Coach, thank you very much.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you. All right, see you tomorrow.